Hey guys, I'm Carly Finch, a travel consultant since 2010, the owner and founder of To Travel Anywhere. To Travel Anywhere was created as the two of us, my husband and I, love traveling the world and sharing with you. Come explore the future of luxury travel as we discuss on our Travel Journey podcast, top travel destinations, romance travel, exclusive insights, travel stories from us and our clients, plus so much more. This is the Travel Journey Podcast. Hey friends, I'm your host, Carly Finch. Welcome to another episode of our Travel Journey Podcast. Today's episode, I am so excited. We'll be chatting with my friend Melissa about scuba diving at the Sandals and Beaches Resorts. For those who don't know, just to kind of throw in this, Sandals is all adults for couples, and then Beaches is for all ages. But Melissa, I am so excited for you to join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I am so excited to talk about this topic today. I started scuba diving myself at 12. My family were huge scuba divers, so we would go on family dive trips. So this topic is so near and dear to my heart since I grew up diving at such a young age. Tell us a little bit more about you.
So you definitely got a head start over me. I've always loved the ocean, and I am a product really of Discovery Channel Shark Week. So I'm a huge shark lover. My whole family kind of has grown in that aspect, but I didn't start diving until I graduated college. And that was kind of our big family celebration. I graduated college. My mom got her master's degree. It was my dad's birthday, my sister's birthday. So the whole family just kind of came together, went to the Caribbean. My dad, my sister, and I all got certified together that year. So that was back in 2010 that we actually got certified. And since then, I have worked in the NFL, I've worked in minor league baseball, and I've finally found my home here with Sandals and Beaches Resorts. And they have allowed me to really dive into this scuba diving passion and create this national manager of dive sales, which means I get to dive and talk about it and bring all of that information and the photos and the videos and everything to you as, you know, travel advisors and to your guests who are looking at a Sandals or a Beaches for their next destination and getaway.
I love it. And I love, like, once you go to the Caribbean and once you fall in love with the diving or experience the diving in the Caribbean, you really just realized how beautiful it is to dive there. So the Sandals and Beaches, they are located in a few destinations, such as Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, St. Lucia, Barbados, Grenada, Bahamas, Carousel, and Antigua. Am I forgetting one? I think that's all of them. But yeah, the Caribbean ocean waters have the best visibility. I mean, it's so hard to know, but I get asked, like, what destination has the best scuba diving? Do you have an opinion on that?
It really comes down to the personality of each resort. And we always talk about this when guests are asking, well, what's the best Sandals? What's the best Beaches? And it really comes down to your expectation of that vacation. So knowing what it is you're looking for when you're going on this dive vacation is the best thing that you could do to help, I mean, yourself, Carly, and Sandals really exceed that expectation. So I am definitely a very spoiled Caribbean diver now. I like my warm water. I like my clear visibility. I have done East Coast, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and it was very murky. And I talked my fiance into getting dive certified. But the only way that he would do it is if he was in Jamaica, because it was clear and warm. And
absolutely. You can see what's around you and see what's, like, below you. You can see the person in front of you, like, more than 5 feet.
Exactly. He told me yesterday, he goes, had you told me to start diving in Myrtle Beach, he goes, you would never have gotten me in that murky water.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that. I actually have scuba dived in the lakes, in, like, Tennessee, and, yeah, it's definitely not the same as the Caribbean by any means.
It's different. It is. And I love Jamaica for novice divers, for somebody who's just getting certified, because it is so easy. Not even that it's easy to get to, but there's hardly any current. A lot of the dives are a decent depth, 40 to 60 feet. So you can do all of your certifications. It's clear, it's warm. And then for those more advanced divers, we have one of my favorites in St. Lucia is Superman's Flight. And it has a little bit of a current that basically you can just put your arms straight out and have your trim, your straight trim, and feel like you're Superman flying, because it's just pushing you along. You're barely even kicking.
I
And then,
love
of
that.
course, Grenada is another one of those destinations that has a lot to see very close to the resort. So as soon as you get on that dive boat, that Newton that's waiting for you on the resort, the closest dive site is literally a 2-minute ride. So you get on, they start the boat and say, okay, get ready. You're all suited up. And 2 minutes later, you're in the water.
Wow, that's nice. And that's the
Yeah.
way dive, where you're not spending forever on the dive boat for a long adventure to get in the waters.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of our sandals and beaches locations are. They're anywhere from that 2 minute to 5 minute to 20 minutes. I mean, one of the furthest locations is probably West Caicos in at Turks and Caicos for our beaches resort. And it's, again, it's 45 minutes out, but it is an incredible boat ride. And I mean, with Sandals Royal Curaçao coming into the fold as of June of 2021 or 2022. So that resort is situated just outside of Wilmstead, which is the downtown kind of Queen Anne Bridge and all of the historic destinations. So you're boating by all of that. We actually did one of our surface intervals right next to the bridge. So you're taking in this historic landscape in the middle of your dives after we did our deep dive, which was the Superior Producer. But Curaçao is more, it is a dive location and it's a fabulous dive location. It's more for those macro organisms. So the smaller stuff, I saw my first seahorse there last
Awesome.
year. So it really just comes down to what it is you're expecting and what photos and what memories you're creating on that trip.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing all that. We could probably talk about diving all day long. I'm What about, so for those who aren't certified for diving, what are their options for getting certified to scuba dive at a Sandals and Beaches resort?
So there's a couple different options. We always recommend looking into that full certification with our partner, Patty. And what that means is you can start at home and you can start your classroom or theory sessions online. And it's through patty.com's e-learning. And you start with that, you finish all of your theory, you finish all of your classroom portion, then you come onto the resort for your vacation, you do your pool skills and your open water dives, and then you're certified for life. And you can take it anywhere globally. We always recommend, you keep diving every 6 to 12 months just to keep that certification active. But if you're not quite ready to jump in to the full certification, you want to try it out first, there is an option to do the Discover Scuba Diving Experience. And this is a lower cost. You do that quick video, that theory session, you do a couple pool skills, and then you get to do one dive during your stay. So, keeping that in mind, if you want to dive more than once, you need a certification. If you just want to try it before you really commit to that full certification, the Discover Scuba Diving Experience is an awesome opportunity to literally get your feet wet.
Yeah, that sounds great. And if anyone has any questions about that, please reach out to me. And I'll love to help. I want to talk about what's included. Again, growing up scuba diving, we would go to these resorts and the dive equipment would not be included. So if you can imagine, like, being a teenager, traveling with your regulator, your BCD, your mask, your fins, your wetsuits, even, like, that was like a whole suitcase full of all that stuff. It's heavy. And then I had my luggage for like the week of travel, plus like your backpack full of stuff. I mean, it was a lot to haul and to, bring all that to the airport, et cetera, plus the extra fees of hauling all that overseas, et cetera, on the plane. With sandals, all that is included at the resort, right? So you don't have to bring any of that stuff.
Exactly. And we have our partnerships in place with Scuba Pro, with Deep Blue. We have the Catalina and Luxifer tanks that are already there on resort for you. Even at our beaches resorts, we have kid-sized Scuba Pro BCDs. So they actually fit and they're comfortable, and the smaller tanks for the, it's the cutest thing ever to watch them doing their pool sessions and doing our kids' confined water experiences that you can add on through Carly through your next vacation. But with those partnerships in place, we have literally everything you could need. The only thing I ever travel with now is my own mask, my own snorkel, my own fins, and my dive computer. So those four things and everything fits in my carry-on all together. You can always tell the divers that are bringing their own gear, like you said, Carly, through the airports. You've got so much stuff. And especially with the airlines, you know, having their luggage challenges the last couple of years. I Scuba gear is expensive. It's an expensive hobby. So it just makes it that much easier and that much more convenient to just have it on resort and not have to worry about lugging it back and forth. And it's maintained every year, it's checked and it's replaced every 5 years. So nothing is older than 5 years old on our resorts.
That's great. Another reason why sandals and beaches is so amazing for so many different reasons. One thing I do want to bring up too about the diving with sandals and beaches is the dive boats. I know that sounds like so weird to bring up, but again, I've been there and done that on some dive boats that were so hard to get in and out of. The sandals and beaches dive boats are amazing, don't you think?
Absolutely. We have that partnership with customized Newton dive boats. So you're taking that giant stride forward into the water every time. We want you to see where you're going. I've done the same thing, you know, been in different locations and you're trying to lift yourself and your full tank and all your weights
And the
up onto the side
currents.
to roll backwards and you know, it's unnerving and you're kind of discombobulated when you first get in the water at that kind of experience. So with sandals, you're always going to have a dive guide really taking you and catering to your needs throughout that whole dive. So we take that giant stride in, and then we've got the two ladders that come down. There's always somebody waiting at the ladder when you finish your dive. You hand up your fins, any other equipment that you want to hand up, and then you're just climbing up the ladder and getting back on.
I love it. And they usually have some like snacks and stuff too, and beverages and stuff like that
Oh,
on
yeah.
the dives too, which is great. And it's all included because it's an all-inclusive resort.
And no tipping. There's no tipping for the captain, for your dive guides, for anything. So I like to say we're never fishing soggy singles out of swimsuits. We like to keep it very sanitary across the entire brand. So you never have to worry about, you know, taking that full dry bag of stuff because everything's just included.
I love it. That is awesome. One thing, for those that are certified divers, Patty, et cetera, the medical questionnaire, that's something that every single diver has to complete before diving at a sandals and beaches, right?
Correct. Every diver, every time they come onto their vacation on resort, needs to have that medical questionnaire. And we have it everywhere. It's on the sandals website, it's on the beaches website. Really, the main point of that is to ensure that everybody's diving within their medical safety limits. And if there are any underlying issues or anything, there is a doctor's clearance form at the end of that form. So if you have any yes check marks or you're unsure, you can easily take it into your regular doctor at home before you even get on resort. Have everything taken care of before you get there because nobody wants to come on resort and find out, oh, yeah, I have diabetes or I have this underlying issue that my doctor has to clear me for in order to dive, because we never want you to lose a day in diving when you've come on vacation to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And again, if anyone has questions about that, let me know and I will send you over the medical questionnaire. As far as diving For those that are certified, how many dives can you do a day with sandals and beaches?
So we include automatically two tanks with scheduled dives per day. If you want to add on any private dives, night dives, anything else, or you want to do an updated certification, you want to add a specialty, you can always add more dives to your vacation. Those first two are always going to be included and complimentary. Typically, the private dives or the specialized dives, if you're doing the Molinaire Sculpture Park in Grenada or the Bahama Mama Shark Dive in Sandals Royal Bahamian in Nassau, those are going to be around 100 to 120 sometimes US dollars for those extra dives. But you can dive as often as we can allow, basically, based on how many instructors are there, how many dives they've done that day within our safety limit. So two is really the minimum. If you only want to go out for one, you can do one a day. But we do include those two tanks for scheduled dives every single day. With that exception of 24 hours before your flight departs, you're not permitted to dive. So I always recommend scheduling that Island Roots excursion for the final day or getting on the snorkel trip that we also include completely complimentary with no tipping while you're on resort.
What about so the night diving? I have to talk about that because that was one of the most thrilling, unique experiences that I have ever done. What about you? What do you think about the night diving? Was that a fun experience for you?
I love the idea of the night dives, and I've been able to do two now with sandals. And talking with other divers and having other guests on the boat with you, and everybody's a little bit nervous and a little bit excited because it does seem very scary to be jumping into dark water, not knowing anything. But we have glow sticks on everybody's tank, so you can always see where the rest of your group is. Nobody's ever too far away. Plus, we have these ridiculously bright flashlights that everybody gets. And they're kind of teaching you how to use them, you know, don't shine them in somebody else's eyes and that kind of thing. But what one of our guests had and one of our groups did, we all got in a line and we basically just like pushed forward, like we were an advancing army almost in that night dive and just illuminated everything in front of us. So it looked like bright as day while we were underwater. Plus, I always have my additional camera equipment. So I've got two additional lights on my camera, which means that that entire space around me is, it's like looking at it through daylight.
Oh
And
yeah.
you see so much more stuff at night. So
Do.
we've
The sea
seen,
critters are
yeah.
completely different at night than they are
And
during
they're
the
Active. I mean, I
day. They
saw my first
are.
octopus. There were two within 5 minutes of jumping into the water on my very first night dive. We've seen those giant sea turtles that are like 3 feet across, you know, their shells, squid, the nurse sharks, little bit of everything really with those night dives. So if you haven't done one yet, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
I do as well. Yeah, it's a totally different experience than diving during the day. What you see, everything is just so amazing. And the dive masters are there with you to help guide and, make sure everything's great at night too. So definitely recommend it for anyone. Anything else you'd like to tell any listeners listening about scuba diving today?
Just that we sometimes you may get lucky when you're going out and diving, and I've been able to do this a couple times before I was even in this position, but everything is based on that availability in that boat space. So sometimes you may have a totally full boat and 20 divers, and there's one dive guide for every eight divers who are going. And then other times there may just be four or five of you that are going out. And this last time I went, there were two couples that were going out with me. So there were five divers on the boat. And they decided since this resort comes back to change out tanks in between, they just said, yeah, we were just going to do one dive today. We're going to head back to the resort, play a round of golf, yada, yada. So the second dive out, I got to go by myself with the dive master. And it was almost a private dive. but it was part of the two tanks included. So sometimes you'll get lucky with that. And our teams are amazing, especially at our beaches resorts, with the early scuba divers and the new learners and the kids, especially. So kids as young as 10 can get certified to scuba dive through PADI, and that's kind of the recreational age. But we do have experiences for those who are as young as 8 years old to try the gear on, to take their first breath underwater, and to have some really cool, like, SEAL team experiences in the pools and in our lazy river at the Pirates Island Water Park at our beaches resort. So you can get started very early and become just like you, Carly, and become a dive family.
I love it. That is so great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today about scuba diving. As we end the show, I always like to end the show with a pro tip. And one of my pro tips that I could recommend for the sandals and beaches on a scuba diving trip is to upgrade to the butler service. One of the reasons, when you're out at sea and you're coming back, a butler gives you a butler phone. So you can always call your butler on your way back after that last dive and ask your butler to have some drinks or some pizza, some snacks. You get off that dive boat and that butler is ready to give you, that pizza or whatever that is that you request.
I can attest to this because I myself have done it at Sandals Grand Antigua, and it was so nice to be able to call and say, "Hey, we're 15 minutes away from the resort. Can you make sure that we have beach chairs? We just kind of want to hang out after we bring our gear back. We're also kind of hungry. Can you grab us some lunch, some whatever it was?" And he literally met us at the beachfront holding two boxes of pizzas, a cooler full of drinks, and goes, "Yeah, follow me. Here are your chairs." And didn't have to think about anything. And all the other divers are like, "Oh, yeah, we need to do that next time. That's so much easier."
So much easier. And nothing tastes better after like diving in the salty water than some good pizza or fruit or whatever. I don't know why. It just tastes so much better after diving.
And it always tastes better on island. It's
It
always getting
does.
off the table fresh. So you're not getting all the processed stuff. You're getting that authentic island taste.
Definitely. I totally agree. Any other pro tips or anything else you'd like to add?
Just talking about sometimes you want to be able to take those memories with you. And I get this question a lot of what camera do you use, and photos and videos and that kind of thing. And with our partnership with Scuba Pro, they actually create sea life cameras. I haven't invested in one of those yet, so I have been using my GoPro 10 with different kind of water settings that makes the photos and videos really clear. But then from there, I actually use the Dive Plus app, which will automatically color correct your videos. And then I kind of play around with an app called Snap Seed. So it's like snapping your fingers and a seed that you plant, and you can color correct photos and really white balance them and make them look just like you saw them underwater. Just because that light differential when you're underwater, it kind of doesn't always hit through and the colors don't always pop. But if you have some kind of camera and those color correcting opportunities, it just makes those memories become core memories, because you're like, "Oh my God, I remember that. And that's exactly how I saw it." And you can share it with all of your friends and get them diving with you the next time you go.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Anyone has any questions, please DM us or message me anytime. My email info@totravelanywhere.com. And have a great week. And questions, I just reach out to me anytime. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.